Baseball Joe on the School Nine by Lester Chadwick. Chapter 1. Hitting a Teacher.
Look out now, fellows. Here goes for a high one.
Aw, come off. You can't throw high without dislocating your arm, Peaches.
Don't try it.
You get off the earth. I can so, Teeter. Watch me.
Let Joe Matson have a try. He can throw higher than you can, Peaches. And the lad who had last spoken grasped the arm of a tall boy, with a very fair complexion, which had gained him the nickname of Peaches and Cream, though it was usually shortened to Peaches. There was a crowd of lads on the school grounds throwing snowballs when the offer of Peaches, or Dick Landfeld, was made.
"Don't let him throw, Teeter," begged George Bland jokingly.
"I'll not," retorted Teeter Nelson, whose first name was Harry, but who had gained his appellation because of a habit he had of teetering on his tiptoes when reciting in class.
"I've got Peaches all right," and there was a struggle between the two lads, one trying to throw a snowball and the other trying to prevent him.
"Come on, Joe," called Teeter to a tall, good-looking, and rather quiet youth who stood beside a companion. "Let's see you throw. You're always good at it, and I'll keep Peaches out of the way."
"Shall we try, Tom?" asked Joe Matson of his chum.
"Might as well. Come on."
"Yes, let Sister Davis have a whack at it, too," urged George Bland. Tom Davis, who was Joe Matson's particular chum, was designated Sister because, in an incautious moment, when first coming to Excelsior Hall, he had shown a picture of his very pretty sister Mabel. Tom and Joe, who had come upon the group of other pupils after the impromptu snowball-throwing contest had started, advanced further toward their school companions. Peaches and Teeter were still engaging in their friendly struggle until Peaches tripped over a stone, concealed under a blanket of snow, and both went down in a struggling heap.
"Make it a touchdown!" yelled George Bland.
"Yes, shove him over the line, Peaches!" cried Tom.
"Hold him! Hold him!" implored Joe, and the little group of lads, which was increased by the addition of several other pupils, circled about the struggling ones, laughing at their plight.
"Did it down!" finally panted Peaches, when Teeter held his face in the soft snow.
"Let me up, will you?"
"Promise not to try to throw a high one?" asked Teeter, still maintaining his position astride of Peaches.
"Yes, I guess so."
"That doesn't go with me. You've got to be sure."
"All right, let a fellow up, will you? There's a lot of snow down my neck."
"That's what happened to me the last time you fired a high snowball, Peaches. That's why I didn't want you to try another while I'm around. You wait until I'm off the campus, if you've got to indulge in hijinks. Come on now, fellows. Since Peaches has promised to behave himself, let the merry dance go on. Have you tried a shot, Joe? Or you, Sister?" And Teeter looked at the newcomers.
"Not yet," answered Joe Matson with a smile. "Haven't had a chance."
"That's right," put in Tom Davis. "You started a roughhouse with Peaches as soon as we got here. What's on, anyhow?"
"Oh, we're just seeing how straight we can aim with snowballs," explained Teeter. "See if you can hit that barrelhead down there." And he pointed to the object in question, about 40 yards away on the school campus.
"See if you can hit the barrel, Joe," urged George Bland. "A lot of us have missed it, including Peaches, who seems to think his particular stunt is high-throwing."
"And so it is," interrupted the lad with a clear complexion. "I can beat anyone here at—"
"Save that talk until the baseball season opens," retorted Teeter. "Go ahead, Joe and Tom. And you other fellows can try if you like," he added, for several more pupils had joined the group. It might seem easy to hit the head of a barrel at that distance, but either the lads were not expert enough, or else the snowballs, being of irregular shapes and rather light, did not carry well. Whatever the cause, the fact remained that the barrel received only a few scattering shots, and these on the outer edges of the head.
"Now we'll see what Sister Davis can do," exclaimed Nat Pearson, as Joe's chum stepped up to the firing line.
"Oh, I'm not so much," answered Tom with a half-smile. "Joe will beat me all to pieces."
"Joe Matson sure can throw," commented Teeter in a low voice to George Bland. "I remember what straight aim he had the last time we built the fort and had a snow fight."
"I should say yes," agreed George.
"And talk about speed," he added. "Wow! One ball he threw soaked me in the air. I can feel it yet."